Anyway, after we dropped dirt on my father's coffin, the long line of cars drove back to the house. We stood in circles, took turns sitting at the kitchen counter, and ate cold cuts. My mother introduced me as her son, the poet. One young woman knew it wasn't a time or place, but always wondered why people wrote poetry. I told her I hoped to become rich and famous, fallen and out of love with multitudes of smart, beautiful, fucked up women. She shook her head, said, "Maybe I should leave you alone, so you can go somewhere and write." I didn't follow her, didn't apologize for acting like an asshole. I walked upstairs, opened the door to my old room, looked for my bed and desk, my stacks of albums. I wanted to blast darkness on the edge of town, start writing in a new notebook. I wanted my father to pound his fist on the door, yell, "Turn that goddamn shit down," stick his head inside and ask, "What are you doing anyway?" I wanted to hand him my notebook, watch him sit on his chair, turn on the lamp and read, slowly, his forefinger underlining all the words, his lips whispering every syllable.